Join us Monday nights at our house. We pray, 7 o'clock.
No, 5:30.
Well, 5:30 if you want some vegetarian soup, but we pray at 7 o'clock. And join us Friday nights at 7 o'clock at our house for worship and prayer, where we can come together and join and celebrate what God is doing in all of us individually, but as one body, and encourage each other in our fast. Amen? Okay, right now, if you would stand with me, raise your Bibles, and children are free to go to children's church. I want to give God glory for His Word. Father, we thank You for Your Word that is alive and active, sharper than any two-edged sword. It penetrates even to dividing soul and spirit. Thank You that all Scripture is God-breathed and inspired and is useful for teaching, rebuking, correcting, and training in Your righteousness. Amen. Amen. And with those Bibles, very same Bibles, if you would turn with me to Deuteronomy 26. Beginning verse 1, Deuteronomy 26. We talked about fasting last week as we entered the new year and why we're doing it and what we can expect. Today, I want to talk about what we call first fruits, giving God our first. And we're going to talk a little bit about that so we can understand what that really entails and what it really means. To give God, especially as this is still the new year we're entering in. There's so much still waiting for us. Amen. That God has. And we want to give God our very best because we know God has the best for us. So beginning verse 1 of Deuteronomy 26, 1 through 11. And it shall be when you come into the land which the Lord God, your God, is giving you as an inheritance, and you possess it and dwell in it. We felt about a year and a half ago that God has finally broke us. We crossed over the Jordan and we've entered our land of milk and honey. And now it's time to claim it in Jesus' name. So this is our inheritance that we're claiming. That you shall take some of the first fruit of all the produce of the ground, which you shall bring from your land that the Lord your God is giving you, and put it in a basket and go to the place where the Lord your God chooses to make His name abide. And you shall go to the one who is priest in those days and say to him, I declare today to the Lord God, your God, that I have come to the country which the Lord swore to our fathers to give us. That's every promise, every hope, every dream, everything the Holy Spirit's ever placed on your heart and mind that you were spoken to, that He has for you. Then the priest shall take the basket out of your hand and set it down before the altar of the Lord your God. And you shall answer and say before the Lord your God, my father was a Syrian about to perish, and he went down to Egypt and dwelt there. Few in number, and there he became a nation, great, mighty, and populous. But the Egyptians mistreated us, afflicted us, and laid hard bondage on us. Then we cried out to the Lord God of our fathers, and the Lord heard our voice, and looked on our affliction, and our labor, and our oppression. So the Lord brought us out of Egypt with a mighty hand and an outstretched arm, with great terror and with signs and wonders. He has brought us to this place and has given us this land, a land flowing with milk and honey. And now, behold, I have brought the first fruits of the land which you, O Lord, have given me. Then you shall set it before the Lord your God and worship before the Lord your God. So you shall rejoice in every good thing which the Lord your God has given to you. And your house, and the Levite, and the stranger who is among you. Amen. Amen. So what is the first fruits and why? Well, this is a principle. It's a principle. First fruits are the first portion of the fruits for the Jew of the day. Each year, the harvest that brings that following the biblical injunction was to be taken to the temple in Jerusalem and offered to God. You give him the first fruits. Now, here's the thing. It's first, but that doesn't mean it's second. Your first fruits also means your best fruit. You give God your best, not just the first, even if it's bad, but you give him your best. Some trees, and as we look in Old Testament scripture, like a fig tree, it was known people do not give the first fruit of their fig tree till 4 years into it, because that's when its fruit is at its best, most ripened. So it's not just, oh, this came up first, let me give it to God. It's this came up and it's precious, it's beautiful, it's sweet, it's ripe, it's perfect, it's unblemished, it's the best of my offering I give to God first. So the principle here isn't just the first, but also the best. God, I want to give you my first and my best. This is why January is so important to us as a way to give God the first fruit of ourselves as we enter a new year. We commit to you, Lord, to give you our very best in our prayers, in our fasting, in seeking your vision, in seeking your revelation, in seeking the things that you have for us. We want to give our full attention, our focus on you, so that we are equipped and have what we need from you to carry forth the rest of the year. Because see, when we give God our best, we open ourselves up to receive his best. If we half-heartedly present ourselves to God, we might as well not even have shown up. Because yeah, God can speak, but we're not going to hear him clearly. We're not going to be able to receive the fullness that God has for us. When we go to God, we're going with everything we are, with our very best. And you know, we've encouraged people, our prayer team that meets before Sunday services. If you can't show up with your best, then show up with what you have and let's pray for you. So get you to the place so that when we come together, let's deal with it. We give God our very, very best, our first. How many times we read in the book of Psalms, David, in the morning. Why? Because he's been refreshed at night. His body is not fatigued from the work of the day. His mind is clear. He hasn't started doing things. And that time is consecrated for God, to give God the first and his best. So this principle, most of the time we talk about it in terms of offerings. And it does apply to that. I mean, when my wife first got her new job teaching at the school, our first fruit, was her first paycheck. And we trusted God and gave it all to God because he provided that work. And that's our first fruit to God. We weren't going to worry, are we going to make bills that month? We're going to trust him to do these things. We give God our first and we trust him and we give him our very, very best. Numbers 18, 12, and 13 says, all the best of the oil, all the best of the new wine and the grain, their first fruit which they offer to the Lord, I have given them to you. Whatever first ripe fruit is in their land, which they bring to the Lord shall be yours. These are the offerings that we give God, our first and our best. In Hebrew, the Hebrew term bikurim, B-I-K-K-U-R-I-M, is related, and related terms are for first fruits, and they derive from the Hebrew root Beker, B-K-H-O-R, Beker, which literally means firstborn. So in the Hebrew text, when they talk about first fruits, they talk about Bikurim, the firstborn, the first thing, the first fruit, the best of everything. The principles is simple for the Jewish person. It's the firstborn of man and beast belong to God of Israel and were to be devoted to them. The firstborn, the first grain to ripen each season were to be brought as an offering to God. And every Israelite who possessed any kind of means of agriculture or farming or anything, you give your first. You give. This was what God had called you to do. And God isn't being mean. He wants our heart in the position to trust Him. See, this is what it's about. It's the same concept as tithing. Tithing, God does not need our money. Bible will talks about how He owns the cattle on a thousand hills and His storehouses overflow. He has everything He needs. He doesn't need our money. But what God wants is our hearts in a position to trust Him with the things that we consider important or valuable, and to give Him that very best place of our heart and open it up to Him for Him to move. Exodus 23:19 says, "The first of the first fruits of your land you shall bring into the house of the Lord your God." God, this is my first. I'm giving it to you. I'm giving it to you. You're my very best. I'm giving it to you. Remember the woman who came to Jesus used as an example, who only had a few pennies? That was her best. She put herself in a position to receive, to trust in her living God, even though she may not have another coin in her pocket. But she knows who has a bag full of coins and will provide her needs. Give God our best. Numbers 15:17-21 says this. "Again the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, 'Speak to the children of Israel and say to them, when you come into the land to which I bring you, then it will be, when you eat of the bread of the land, that you shall offer up a heave offering to the Lord. You shall offer up a cake of the first of your ground meal as a heave offering of the threshing floor. So you shall offer it up.'" It says it three times. You know he's serious about this, making sure we get it. "Of the first of your ground meal, you should four times give to the Lord a heave offering, five times throughout your generations." Trust Him. Consecrate this to God. Remember what we've been saying lately? We want God's fire, His to come down. But if the altar is empty, there's no fire that's going to be coming down. The fire comes when the sacrifice is laid at the altar. So when we offer our first fruits, what we are doing is laying our hearts, ourselves, everything that we are before God first. You're number one. And now we watch and let God bless it. Let His fire come down. Let His glory quench it. Let Him minister. You know, I just think back as we shared with you, you know, fleetingly it said to my wife, you know, in August, God's going to have somebody give us a truck. I didn't know that was prophetic back then, to be honest with you. But God wanted our hearts and our commitment first. And many of you in this room have that same testimony. You submit yourself to God. Scripture says, submit yourself to God, then you'll be able to resist the devil and he will flee from you. Everything is submitting to God first. You're first. Give to God. Take that step of faith. Trust God and let Him then open it up. And He will do it. Now, In Deuteronomy 18, it kind of gives a little bit of an example of how generally first fruits, especially the substance involved, were not necessarily burnt at the altar, but were merely displayed and later assigned to priests as a provision. Why? Because God is also blessing the priests who serve the Lord, because they've consecrated their lives unto Him. They're serving Him. So what was God doing? Providing for them. And these first fruits went a long way for that. Leviticus 2:14 speaks of a minhat bikurim. Minhatbikurim. A grain offering of first fruits, and prescribing that specific type of fruit is to be burnt on the altar. It says in Leviticus 2:14 through 16, if you offer a grain offering of your first fruits to the Lord, you shall offer the grain offering of your first fruits, green heads of grain roasted on fire, grain beaten from full heads. And you shall put oil on it and lay frankincense on it, and it is a grain offering. Then the priest shall burn the memorial portion, part of its beaten grain and part of its oil, with all frankincense as an offering made by fire to the Lord. And what we also see in the Old Testament is first fruit. And this is what the beauty of God. It's not just a one-person thing. The offering of first fruits were both individual obligations and also part of a community or public festival. And you can read that. I'm not going to get into that too much. But that's called the Shavuot or Hag Ha Bikurim, or the First Fruits Festival that takes place. And you can read about that in Exodus 23, Exodus 34, Leviticus 23, and Numbers 28. So what's beautiful about this is just like what we are doing, we are fasting individually, we're committing to prayer individually. But then when we come together, it is as if a symbolic of a first fruits community festival, gathering, whether it's a Monday night, Friday night, or here on Sunday morning. We're coming together, sharing of our first fruits, testifying of our first fruits that God has blessed and sanctified because we've consecrated ourselves before the Lord. So it's a community thing. We get to rejoice together and celebrate together as well as individually. So why? What's the purpose? And I want to share with you 3 points here real quick. Number one, the first fruit is an offering of redemption. It's an offering of redemption. The fruits were given to the priest after the donor had recited the confession, acknowledging God as the one who redeems the Israelites from the Egyptian bondage and expressing gratitude to God who brought them to the promised land. Aren't we giving glory to God for His redeeming and redemption? Even today, the chains were broken, the setting the captives free, acknowledging that it is God that set us free. Genesis 7, 1 through 3 says, "Then the Lord said to Noah, 'Come into the ark, and you and all your household, because I have seen that you are righteous before me in this generation, shall take up with you 7 of each of every clean animal, a male and female, 2 of each animal that are unclean, a male and a female, and also 7 each of the birds of the altar, male and female, and keep the species alive on the face of the earth.'" Then he continues in Genesis 8:20, "Then Noah built an altar to the Lord and took of every clean animal and of every clean bird and offered burnt offerings on the altar." So in addition to taking the tool of every kind, Moses was instructed to take more. I mean, Noah, thank you. Noah was instructed to take more, who will be the first fruits of the land, who will be offered and sanctified to God for His redemption of their family because he was counted as we read in Genesis, as righteous. Remember, the Lord hovered over the world and said, who can I find that is righteous? And the only one I found was Noah and his family. And Noah, you want to talk about being the odd man out and what he did? Going against the grain of what was going on? But he stepped up. He gave God his best. His family consecrated himself and his family, and he did it. And then he offered it to God first. As soon as they landed, they sacrificed. They built an altar, and they sacrificed to God. Leviticus 23:18 says, and you shall offer the bread with bread seven lambs of the first year without blemish, one young bull and two rams. They shall be as a burnt offering to the Lord, and their grain offering and their drink offering, an offering made by fire for a sweet aroma to the Lord. This is what we offer to God as part of our redemption, for saving us for where we've been. The second purpose of the first fruit, it's an offering of thankfulness and worship. It's giving God thanks for what he has provided us with and what he continues to provide. Remember, God is, one of his names is I Am. Means I'm present. I'm present here today. I'm present here tomorrow. I was present yesterday. His character does not change. His principles do not change. His promises do not waver. He is faithful. He is the faithful one. That's one of his names. So we offer thankfulness and worship for what he has given us in the past, what he's given us today, and what is yet to come. For he provides our needs. Another name is Jehovah Jireh. My provider. Jeremiah 2:3 says, Israel was holiness to the Lord, the first fruits of his increase. Think about that. Israel itself, that God set apart, was considered first fruits to God. Those who've been sanctified and called his children. Guess what? Every time he looks at any one of us who's heart has been opened, has received the love of Jesus, the mercy and redemption of God. He says, you are holiness to me because you've received my cloak of salvation and my robe of righteousness. You wear it. So you are holiness to me. That's how God looks at us. And we worship him for that. Genesis 4:3-5 says, and in the process of time, it came to pass that Cain brought an offering of the fruit of the ground to the Lord. Abel also brought of the firstborn of his flock and of their fat. And the Lord respected Abel and his offering, but he did not respect Cain and his offering. Abel brought the very best that he had, the first and the very best, trusting that even if this cat, this cow or this sheep or this whatever never has another sheep, baby sheep, or offspring, or whatever it might be, God, you're still going to provide. I'm giving you my best. I'm giving you my first. My heart is positioned to receive what you want to pour into me. This is what it's about right here. Is our hearts positioned to receive what God wants for us? And the third purpose of first fruit is an offering for blessing. It's a blessing. Proverbs 3:9-10 says, honor the Lord with your possessions and the first fruits of your increase. So your barns will be filled with plenty and your vats will overflow with new wine. That's a principle from God. When I honor God with my best and my first, I may not know where the rest may come, how my vats are going to be full and my cupboards are going to be plenty. I don't know how my closets and my shelves are going to be filled. Even if I don't have enough cash for a can-can sale, I don't know how, but I'm trusting the Lord that He's going to be there for me. He's going to bless me. Why? Because I made the choice to bless Him. Remember Psalm 103. I just want to read it for you, just because I want to, and I love it. And it's a powerful psalm. Psalm 103. Remember, I bless God, and He blesses me. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless His holy name. Again, bless the Lord, O my soul. And then, don't forget His benefits, who forgives your sins, heals your diseases, redeems your life from destruction, who crowns you with loving kindness and tender mercies, who satisfies your mouth with good things so that your youth is renewed like the angels. Don't forget His benefits. Bless the Lord. Bless the Lord with our first fruits. What is it that God is speaking to you about today? Could be something you started new, that there's part of it that God wants you to give to Him. If you haven't started fasting and praying and committing this time, it's okay. Start today. Make that commitment now. Lord redeems. That's it. He loves and redeems, restores. Whatever the situation is, the Lord will help you redeem it. Consecrate it now to Him. Whether it's your first paycheck, whether it's a first blessing, or just consecrating yourself. Whatever it might be, the first and the best, lay it before the Lord. That's what I want to challenge you with this morning. Lay it before the Lord. Give Him your very best. Give Him the first and your best. So I want you to just stand with me right now and just take a moment, close your eyes, and just I want you to listen to the Holy Spirit. I know already the Holy Spirit's been speaking to some people. And I know some of us are in difficult situations. I even hear right now in my head, the Holy Spirit, you know, show me that people are going, but Lord, I can't. But how am I going to do this? How am I going to do that, Lord? How is this going to work if I do it? You're already the questions. I can hear them right now going through our hearts. I just want you to just settle your heart and mind right now. Just settle it. Stop asking those questions and just listen. Just simply listen. Be still and know that He is God.